Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here, girl. Here, Cindy. Come here. Come here, Cindy. Here you are. Come on, Cindy. Come on. That's a girl. Nice, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Here, Cindy. Sit up, girl. Come on. Sit up. Well, honey, here's a new method of communication for you and I. We're getting to be modern people now. Writing to each other by recording tape. I think you saw some of this tape before when Janice used to get some tapes from over here. I hope that you find a suitable machine so that you can get these tapes from me often and play them in your little study, and even when you're before you go to bed at night, you can turn one on and hear my voice and know that I'm with you and thinking about you all the time. It might be a disadvantage to you, however, because this tape plays for 15 minutes and it's an opportunity for me to yak along without being interrupted. There's nothing you can do but turn off the button if you get tired of listening to me. I suppose things back home are quite Christmassy by now, since it's December the 1st. I can picture and see the snow on the ground, the star on the hill at Flagstaff Mountain. I can see the lights downtown at the Crossroads Shopping Center and down on the streets of Boulder. I imagine it's quite pretty with all the color and the cold and the people rushing around buying Christmas presents. I've written to you about Christmas here and how I couldn't get into the spirit because of the lack of Christmas atmosphere, cold weather, snow, mountains, fir trees. In fact, there's hardly any mention of it among the military or the men I work with. We don't think too much about Christmas. A few of the men are real excited because they're going to be home by Christmas, and they talk about it a little bit, mostly about leaving, but not too much about Christmas. But Christmas is a sort of a frame of mind anyway. We seem to have forgotten what Christmas celebrates, most of us. We think of gifts and bright lights and trees and cards. But you and I have lived Christmas most every day in our Christian concept of life. And so, probably, though we're apart now, we will have Christmas in our hearts, thinking of one another and of the family. And I know that you'll have me with you this Christmas, because of our little habit of being able to be together whenever we want to. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you, Cindy, and all my cousins and all your sisters and nieces and nephews and all the folks that we love around us. And I hope that the next year brings you as much happiness as all of them and yourself as much happiness as I've had this year, excitement and adventure. I'm sure it will. My work here in Quan Nai is very fascinating and gets more interesting as I learn more about it, get my feet on the ground, and am able to do more for these people whom are receiving the help that America is giving them, and in particular the help that I can give to them through the aid that America gives. I work among refugees, of which there's some 200,000 in this province. I am the refugee senior advisor for this province. There are some 800,000 people in the area, in the big mountains, the hills, the highlands in back of us, where the Montagnard live. And I get into this country quite often by helicopter, and the refugee chief of the Vietnamese government, who goes with me, helps me to see that these people get the proper food and care and protection from the Viet Cong. We also have many refugees down in the rice lowland levels along the sea coast, and these two are harassed by BC and the Cong, not too much recently in the last 2 months, but enough to make them afraid of the VC. I've taken some pictures that I've sent home about the Vietnamese people. I have a lot more here about refugees and their camps and the kind of work I do that I'll send soon. Perhaps I can run tapes and explain them with instead of writing as I did in the first group of pictures that I sent. For example, I went the other day to a camp out here that the Korean Rocks have, some refugees around behind barbed wire to protect them from the VC. And these people are literally prisoners there, but they're safe. Most of them are relatives and friends and sympathizers with the Viet Cong, but we still have to take care of them, mostly so that they don't help the Viet Cong. But since we've got them penned up, since they are penned up in a way, and for their own protection, we have to feed them. The Kennedy Commission's sort of curious about our care of refugees, and I've been with two investigators the livelong day, and believe it or not, I'm kind of tired this evening. This land's a little different than others you and I have been in the Orient. These Vietnamese are a strange sort of people. They are as independent as any I've ever seen in the Orient, and are more like